Okay, so in Rishon of Pinchas, we have the man and the woman identified, Vishem Ish Yisrael HaMukash, Harukasa Midyanis. It's kind of an ignominious legacy, right? That's the way that he's known to the future. Asher Hukasa Midyanis, that he's the one who was killed while he was in the act of Gilei Arayos with the Midyanis. Asher Hukasa Midyanis Zimri Ben Salu Nasi Vesav LaShemoni, Vishem Haisha Muka Midyanis, Kazbivas Tsur Rosh Umos, Base of Bimidyan Hu. So the Ramban comments on the sharing of the names. Like, why did the Torah backload this? Right, you could have shared it up front. So the Ramban says, "V'hisker v'shem Yisrael Shalom Mukav v'shem Aisha Mukav Lo Dia Kiray Hayal Ischar Gadol Azeh." It's connected to the schar that Pinchas received, which is a dual schar, right? Brisi Shalom v'haysalo zar acharav bris kuhuna solam shaharag nasi b'Yisrael v'asmelach gayim. That he wasn't afraid at all when he was in the process of what we call, Boel Aramis Kanoim Pogenbo. So there's a lot of evidence, and I think this Ramban is a good place for us to start the discussion, right? Vilo Yare Mehem Bekinaso Lelohav. He had bigger fish to fry. He had bigger issues to worry about. The whole idea of Kanoim Pogenbo, which is a sugya in Sanhedrin Adaf Pei Beis, right, the idea of extrajudicial justice, right, which is Mekal Bakosem, Ergoni Vesakisva, Kohen Shishimesh Betuma, right, the Rambam writes, Ein Bezdin is Kakin Lahem, that it's completely outside of the realm of Bezdin. Machok is between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid says that Hasra has to be given. The Rambam says there's no Hasra, because Hasra is a very natural part of the process of Maisa Bezdin, but not when it comes to Kanoim Pokimbo. So what is it? What is it that which allows this extrajudicial process to take place? And again, there is a shift, right? As we were talking about a little bit in Shavi of Pinchas, right? It's very fascinating. Shavi of Balak, excuse me, right? It was supposed to be a judicial process, right? Moshe was told to tell the Rashi Am, Kach. Moshe was told, "Kachas kol rashei otam, kachas kol rashei ha'am, v'hoka osam l'Hashem neged ha'shamish, v'yashov charonav Hashem me'al Yisrael." That it was supposed to be a judicial process, but and shiftu ish anashav and nitzmadim leval por, but that never happened because v'hinei ish mibnei Yisrael ba v'yakrev lachavis amidyanis le'nei Moshe le'nei bnei Yisrael v'hema bochem pesach al moed v'yar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Kohen v'yakom mitoch haida v'yikach romach biyado. So what did Pinchas see? So, according to one day in the Gemara, I think it's a day of Rav, Ra Maisa v'Nizkar Halacha, but Shmuel says, Ra'a, Shein Chachma v'Neitza v'Intfuna l'Neged Hashem Makom Chil Hashem in Cholken Kavod L'Rav, that even though, it really should have been Moshe who was the one to do this, Pinchas is the one who administers this justice, again, outside of the judicial framework, specifically because there's a Chil Hashem taking place. And there's a lot of evidence that Chil Hashem is really the Mechayev in terms of Kanayim Pogimbo. If you look in the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, when it talks about Boel Aramis and Agone Vesakisva, Mekal Bakosei, Mekoin Shishimesh, Betuma, the Rambam says that the Boel Aramis has to be Bitznai, that it's Bifnei Asar Mishral, a Siman Muvak that we're dealing with this Chil Hashem. So Pinchas was so sensitive to the Chil Hashem that was taking place. So that takes us back to the Ramban that we started with. V'shem Ish Yisrael HaMukah Asher Hukas HaMidyanis Zimri Ben Salu Nasi Ve'esav LaShemoni V'shem Ha'isha HaMukah HaMidyanis Kazbi V'Astur Rosh Umos Be'esav Midyanhu. So again, part of that sensitivity to Chil Hashem is Makom Chil Hashem in Cholkin Kavod HaRab, Makom Chil Hashem in Cholkin Kavod HaNasi or Labas Melech. It doesn't matter because Pinchas had his eyes squarely on the goal, which of course was to expiate a terrible Chil Hashem that was going on in the Machane Yisrael.